This podcast replay is brought to you by Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212. It's your one-stop shop for all your warehouse needs. They buy and sell new and used. Pallet Racking, largest used racking inventory in South Florida. You want a great rack? Go to Pallet Rack City, 305-887-9212.
A little bit out of gas today. I'm probably doing the show with about half a tank because we did the broadcast yesterday. Did our show yesterday, and then we did the broadcast, and it went well, actually. It was a pretty smooth broadcast overall, as Inter Miami unfortunately lost to Orlando City SC 2-1. Orlando City picks up the goal in the 97th minute and gets the victory. But we had some fun yesterday broadcasting the game. Chris Whittingham, Thomas Rongen had the call. Alex Donnell was with me during the pre, half, and post game show. So it was a lot of fun, and looking forward to doing it again. I hope Andres Reyes is all right. I think he's on his way to recovery, but it may not be with the rest of, with the team since he may have left the bubble. So that's not a good thing. Once you leave the bubble, you may not be able to get back in. All right. I see I got a Cam Wake jersey in the house, which is always a beautiful thing. When we got a Cam Wake jersey in the house, a Dolphin fan in the house, which is always good to have the Dolphin fans in the house. Let's just hope we could get some football. Really, that's what would be nice, if we could get some football this year.
You mean double O, not you, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Football.
Huh?
The double O.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Not
American
you, football.
Yeah, no, well, we have that one already. That one returned yesterday. Unfortunately, it didn't return in the kind of fashion that we wanted. And it was a shame last night because I thought Inter Miami had several opportunities. Agudelo, he put one in the net, but they also had a couple of ones that, I mean, they were right there. They could have put it on net, and it went awry, you know, especially the breakaway where he gets the turnover midfield and he tries to kick it over the goalie, and he kicked it wide. If he kicks it perfect, he gets that goal. And so there were opportunities in that game to win it. The thing with Miami, okay, it's depressing, right, that they're 0-3. They lost their first two when the season started. Now you lost this game against in the tournament. But if you really look at it, they've been in all these games, and it doesn't matter if it's L.A. or Orlando, okay? We can go to the extremes. The best team in the league or one of the lesser teams in the league in Orlando, because Orlando has not made the playoffs yet. You know, they've you know, teased people, they've made their moves, they've tried to do whatever they can, they've spent some money, and it has not worked out. They have not ended in the playoffs, which has been really depressing for Orlando. And the last thing they want to see is Miami come in as the newbie and just take off from here. And listen, yesterday when you lost Andres Reyes, that was the turning point of the game, okay? I knew right there and then when I saw it just looked like the emotion got sucked out of them, and they weren't the same team after that. And then Reyes also added on defense, one of your better defenders, you lose him. And I got to tell you, the Dwyer kid, the referees really mishandled that yesterday. Dwyer had four penalties in the first half. He easily could have been carded for at least two of those. And the fact that they allowed four penalties in the first half allowed him to say, well, they're going to let me play. And the hit on Reyes, the tackle on Reyes, wasn't his worst tackle of the night, actually. But it did result in the worst injury to a player on the opposing team. But if you would have carded him in the first half, I'm not saying you have to red card him. Hey, look, Miami got lucky on the red card, too. Sweat should have gotten a red card, not a yellow. That handball, that was ugly, dude. That was ugly. You know, and I know that the guys were kind of like, well, wait a minute, you're giving him the yellow card after you saw it on the replay, and they didn't like that either. But the bottom line is Miami got lucky there. They should have gotten red carded there. Seriously. Handball in the box, that's a red card. You got lucky. So, you know, breaks go your way, breaks don't go your way. You got to find a way to overcome. Miami had their chances yesterday. They got nobody to blame but themselves, unfortunately. They played hard. They just could not capitalize in certain moments. But what I love about this Miami team, and I feel good about them, is that they've been in all – this will turn. Okay, now, I don't know if it's going to happen in the tournament because they are now in a must-win situation. Okay, when you lose – you got to walk away with points last night, at least a tie. Now you've got the next two games to try to advance. You got to come up with a win against Chicago, man. There's no two ways about it. And now you're going to be without Reyes for sure. And Pizarro did not start yesterday because he was banged up, but they were able to bring him off the bench in the second half. We'll see. We'll see. Hopefully Pizarro – and remember, it's a quick turnaround because you played on a Wednesday and then you play on a Tuesday morning. So you really don't get Tuesday. It's just Monday. So you get to rest – Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. You got 5 days to turn this thing around. So you're not going to do a – since you haven't been doing the kind of practicing that you're conditioned for 90 minutes as it is, now you're limited in 5 days to get prepared for the next match. You know how difficult this is? And I would imagine that every sport now, as they restart, they will have a lot of injuries because you're asking players to go 0-60 right away. And they got to pick up the intensity. This is a tournament. There's a CONCACAF spot on the line. You win this tournament here, you get a spot in the CONCACAF. You know, I mean, that would be pretty cool. I would love to see. I know it's a lot to ask for an expansion team like Miami, and we're trying to expect a lot from expansion team. It can be done in soccer. Football's different. Baseball's different. Basketball's different. Expansion teams go through hell. Okay. But in soccer, because you have the opportunity, that's the problem. They haven't been able to purchase those stud guys. Okay? They got one young guy. They got one of their international guys, but he's a young kid. And let me tell you, speaking of young kids, Matias Pellegrini last night, he's a 20-year-old, the Argentine kid. That kid played his ass off. He's a fiery little dude, man. I like him, man. I like him a lot. That's why I'm saying that. I feel good about the Inter squad. Yeah, they lost yesterday. They deserve to lose. They did not capitalize. They gave up some defensive opportunities that allowed it for Orlando. And to Orlando's credit, they won, man. They did what they had to do to win. The other thing in that game that stood out to me, and I thought Miami got a little bit more physical towards the end of the game, but I thought they allowed Orlando to be too physical with them throughout the game. And I know that they came in with, I believe, 5 yellow cards and 2 reds in the first couple of games. So Miami, I think, was trying to, hey, guys, we got to be, you know, smarter here. Let's not pick up the cards. I understand that, but you cannot allow the opponent to kind of push you around. And I thought they allowed Orlando to push them around a little too much yesterday. That would be the other thing that kind of stood out for me. If any of you, by the way, listen to the broadcast, love to hear your reactions from the broadcast. Overall, we've gotten some pretty good feedback from the broadcast. People enjoyed it. And considering, you know, everything and how we had to put it all together, I thought we did a pretty good job overall. But I would love to hear your feedback out there. Constructive criticism is always good. You're going to always build and always get better. And there's no doubt about that. And we got plenty to get better from. But it was a lot of fun yesterday. It definitely was a lot of fun yesterday to watch it.
Encouraging. Off of 2 set plays, the corner kick on the header, we could have had a goal.
Yeah.
And if Sweat doesn't handball, we got 2 guys there that score.
Yeah.
Off of 2 set plays, that's really encouraging.
Yeah, and the 2 shots on goal, it went wide.
Oh, yes. Mean, yeah.
It, you know, those easily could have been goals. You know what I mean?